Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, also informative, local, and dependable. And she joins us on a Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, we have just got so much news this week. Starting off with, City Council had a packed house, standing room only, because they intended to register all of the short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. It did eventually pass. The reason is because they said that these are businesses and we need to be able to know who is going to be there. We need to have contact information. There's a lot of reasons, but they said it is essentially a business and it needs to be on the tax rolls as such. And also we need to know that, you know, how to respond in cases and issues. So it did pass, but a lot of people came out to talk about it. And there was a lot of chatter on Nextdoor. A lot of it misinformed, but, you know, that's what Nextdoor is.
That's right. Nextdoor is your ill-informed neighbor sharing all of their misinformation. No, that's exactly what Nextdoor is. It really is. And every once in a while, there's something useful on there. The Gulf Breeze City Council meetings are the best show not on TV. Because they don't stream them or even video them, but, you know, a lot of times packed out crowds. You also cover in the special election, which, man, I have a running list of my candidates. I have 8 people that are in for Republicans, 10 that are maybes, 7 that are out. You've got an NPA and a Democrat who are in, right? Like, it's a crazy thing.
Oh, my goodness, my dog is barking. It's going to be crazy, not to mention the domino effect of all the people resigning their elected seats to run. So there's going to be a domino effect there, too. So, of course, the one thing we want everyone to know is that if you like to vote by mail, you will need to request a new ballot January the 1st, or at least after December 31st, they all expire. So be sure and get a new mail-in ballot request in if you want to be able to vote in these elections by mail. So, yeah, we're going to be watching, finding out, I guess, the first domino to fall is going to be the congressional seat. And we're waiting for the governor to tell us when that election will be held. So
you're right.
That's a very popular situation.
Well, we got, if Jimmy Patronis is in, then you're going to have to figure out what to do with the CFO seat. I don't remember if that's going to be an election or appointment. If Michelle Salzman Michelle's in and Joel Rubman's in, so that's 2 representatives that are open up. Now you got probably county commissioners or city council members are going to put their name. That opens up those seats that are probably going to have special election. We might have a pretty full ballot. Yeah. Not just for CD1, but a pretty full ballot across the board. Anyway,
I want to say to Kathy Verlaine and Robert Bender, they are not going to get any rest.
Oh, no.
They're going to relax after this election.
Very active spring. That's exactly right. We also had the local option sales tax lost.
The lost, by 54%. And it's really going to cause some issues because they're anticipating getting a lot of money from this referendum, and also the city of Gulf Breeze was going to get about $15 million over the course of its life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're looking at the half-cent sales tax is going to go up as a referendum, the current half-cent sales tax, and that is going to possibly go up for election in 2026. So, yeah, it's going to be – if that one fails, then we've really lost a lot of money, so – it's going to be a paper challenge, but, you know, I'm sure they'll get through it somehow.
We want better infrastructure. We want lower taxes. Pick one. You know, you got to kind of pick one or the other. No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, hang on for you for just a second. Let's get a quick traffic break with Jake here with Traffic on the Fives.
All right, we're looking at just a couple areas of town here. No major slowdowns to report. Looks like eastbound on 9 Mile just before University Parkway, we had a vehicle crash there. And Kimstrand Road at East Inslee Street, a crash with debris in the roadway. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything out there, let us know. And let us know about these railroad closings on Highway 29 in Cantonment. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Jake Walker with the Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much. You guys also, Lisa Newell, the Gulf Breeze News publisher, you guys also have been covering the outgoing commissioners saying they're kind of their semi-farewells, right? It's pretty, you know, I thought it was pretty good what Santa Rosa said.
Yeah, it was very nice. Everyone made nice, you know, to all of the commissioners. I think there was only one kind of negative comment. But, yes, Coach Sam Parker and James Calkins have served their last meeting for the county, and so the new commissioners will be sworn in. Rhett Rowell and, throwing a blank now.
Bobby Burkett.
Bobby Burkett, thank you so much. So they will take over, and then, of course, some of the things I think that I am looking forward to seeing on their agenda hopefully will get done. And so we will move forward with that.
Yeah, there's a push in both counties to make government boring again. And I don't know why these people are trying to put me out of entertainment. Why?
I think you've got plenty to go on. The national election is going to keep you very
busy. Oh, yeah, no. This is not my favorite thing to cover. But, yeah, no, you're not wrong about that. Yeah, the school employee resigned amid the investigation, right?
Right, and so we are following that story. And this, her name is Kelly Short, and she was she has served many, many roles in this county school district. But her latest was director of in-service and instructional technology. But she's now under investigation for fraud accusations. There were some kind of shady financial transactions over the past 2 years. And, you know, of course, she's innocent until proven guilty, so they are looking into that. But she has resigned, and there is an ongoing investigation with the school district.
And you guys also have a story about a couple of students who are songwriters, and they're finalists in the festival. We got Thanksgiving. I cannot believe Thanksgiving is a week. That's crazy. And then, you know, the Christmas tree lot is open. The paper always has such good stuff. Gulf Breeze News.
Go ahead. The boat shows this weekend, too.
Oh.
So lots of things going on this weekend.
Where?
And also as holiday craft fair. The boat show is going to be down right off of Bayfront or at the foot of Halifax. So, like, down there. It's the Marine Max boat show.
Okay.
It has been rescheduled because of the potential hurricane. So it's going to be down there this weekend. So it should be a beautiful weekend for it. And, of course, go get your Christmas trees and go to the holiday craft fair show. Lots of good information in the paper this week. And I'm excited because, you know, the holidays are coming. It feels exciting. Something good to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's a great time of year. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday and always gives us an update on what's going on in Gulf Breeze on Thursday morning. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for covering our local issues and telling us about it. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Andrew and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to know when the right time is. Well, Christina Leavenworth, she goes on Pep Talk periodically every couple of weeks. Or is it every week? No, I forget. It's one or the other. I'm sorry. But she's great. Whenever I listen to her, she's always got new information and kind of explaining things. Like, for example, she says that maybe selling your home right now is not the best idea, not because of rates or the market, but because holidays, like Lisa was just talking about. At Thanksgiving and Christmas, people are distracted. They're doing other stuff. So January is a good time to sell a house because you're going to get probably more interest, more offers. People have a little bit more time. They're not distracted or whatever. And then you can make more money on the sale or you can do it better. Also, you have Christina Leavenworth and her team. They sold 175 homes last year, on track to do about the same this year. They can get you all the way through to the closing. They have done this before. They know how to do it. They know how to solve the problems, anticipate the problems, and deal with any new ones that come up, and even navigate things like whether you're going to need to repair or replace the, you know, the hot water heater, the air conditioning unit, the roof, maybe, because of insurance things. And you think, why would I have to replace the water heater when I'm selling a house? It's only 7 years old. Exactly. That's what insurance companies are looking at these days. So you want to know whether that's normal or not, and Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenrinke Realty can explain that. 723-9158, or just look them up online.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The King invites you to the 23rd Annual Mobile Renaissance Fair, Wild West Roundup, Pirate Fest, this weekend at Medieval Village, 30569 Osprey Lane, Robertsdale, Alabama. Eat, drink, and be merry while you are entertained by jousting knights, wizards, fire breathers, sword fights, pirates, gypsy dancers, cowboy shootouts, falconry, and much more. Step back in time at the Mobile Renaissance Fair, November 23rd and 24th in Robertsdale, Wilcox Road, Exit 53. Visit gcrf.us.
Florida Blue and Egg Fest Pensacola invite you to a healthy grilling celebration tomorrow from 1:30 to 2 at LoCal Florida Blue Center at 1680 Airport Boulevard. Meet the Florida Blue healthcare team and enjoy watching the expert chefs at work. Open enrollment has started, and choosing the right health plan is simple when you work with Pensacola's Florida Blue Center. Find your health solution at Airport and 9th.
All supplies last. Event attendance is required. Parent or guardian must be present with children. Policies and limitations and exclusions. La Crosse Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated, DBA Florida Blue.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit? Or your body?
So we have we're just kind of briefly talking about this with Lisa Newell a moment ago, but the current list, and I have started maintaining a list of Congressional District 1, who's in, who's out, who's an unknown. Here's my list. And by the way, we got another announcement yesterday. We told you Joel Rubman is in, okay, but which I think is the interview that he did with the PNJ is amazing. He calls himself, what was the actual phrase that he used? I am the heir apparent to Matt Gaetz. Oh, do you have Matt's endorsement? People see me as the natural successor to Matt Gaetz. Do they? Which people? How many people? Ones that are not in the mirror? Anyway, I'm sorry. It cracks me up. Even if it's true, who says that about themselves? Anyway, so we'll see how all that plays out. But the one that I found the most entertaining is that the newest entry into the field yesterday, no party affiliate, lawyer, mayoral candidate, Jonathan Green.
Boo!
Do you remember Jonathan Green?
Yeah.
No, listen, if I'm Jonathan Green, I don't care what budget I have, I know exactly what ads I'm running. Michelle Salzman is running for Congress.
Boo!
Jimmy Patronus is running for Congress.
Boo.
John Frankman is running for Congress.
Boo.
Jeff Witt is running for Congress.
Boo.
Gene Valentino is running for Congress.
Boo.
Greg Merck is running for Congress.
Boo.
Charlie Kibaugh is running for Congress.
Boo.
And Gay Valamont, a Democrat, is running for Congress.
Boom!
I'm Jonathan Green, and I paid for this advertisement.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't remember, he went to city council. Oh, God, when was this? This was in March. Mm-hmm. And just spent 3 minutes booing the council. It was epic. It was one of my favorite sound clips ever. Oh, man. So, yeah. Who's out? DC Reeves is out. Alex Andrade is out. Chip Simmons is out. Frank White is out. Pam Childers is out. Tim Kinsel is out. Don Gaetz is out. The high-profile possibles, in my mind, are Nathan Boyles, Mike Kohler, Chris Dosev, Ashton Hayward, Destin Mayor Bobby Wagner, Chief of Staff James Utmeyer, Marcus Chambers, Okaloosa Superintendent, Grover Robinson, Doug Underhill, and Aaron Dimmock. Those are all the what I would call the maybes that are kind of like high profile, you know, maybes. I don't necessarily expect. I would expect that Nathan Boyles and Ashton Hayward are going to get in. Beyond that, I'm not quite sure who I expect, but you know, time will tell. All I know is whoever gets in the race, there's only one response from Jonathan Green.
Boo.
826 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. That is the sound clip that keeps on giving.
Keeps on giving.
Oh, my God.
Really is.
Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake.
Quick question. If Gates is not confirmed, is he out of work? Does he go back to the seat?
Oh, he'll get some other position in the administration.
Okay, all right.
No, he can't go back because once they assign the special election, he's resigned for that term.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, that's it.
All right.
A lot of people had speculated that, but yeah, that cannot happen.
All right. Well, we're looking pretty good on our roadways. All the problems we had earlier on I-10 and all that starting to ease up, so our normal morning slowdowns are gone. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Looks like eastbound on 9 Mile just before University Parkway, that vehicle crash is starting to be cleared up, and Kimstrand Road at East Inslee Street, we had a crash with debris in the roadway. I believe that is cleared up now. And I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, seeing our normal morning slowdowns there. It's not too bad, though. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you see anything out there, let us know, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Let's see. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I think I'm okay at this point. Yeah, I had forgot about the 3 minutes of booing. Now, if I was Jonathan Green, I'm hiring Andrew McKay to produce my ads.
Yes.
Boo.
You have so many of those. There's got to be like 30 different
files. It's almost like I've got 3 minutes of variety. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I especially love the part where he kind of chokes because he's been doing it for so long and he can't continue. I don't think I have that one handy, but that's also extra funny. Go ahead, David.
Ukraine claims Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile at the country. At least one Western official, though, denying that claim, telling ABC News the missile, which was aimed at Dnipro, was a regular ballistic missile. This comes after Ukraine used American-made long-range missiles for the first time to strike inside of Russia earlier this week. Alabama death row inmate Corey Grayson is scheduled to be executed tonight in Atmore. The 50-year-old Grayson was convicted for his role in the 1996 kidnapping and murder of a female hitchhiker. He'll be put to death with nitrogen hypoxia. There's a new poll out, Andrew, showing most Democrats apparently want Kamala Harris to be the nominee again in 2028.
Oh, please.
This poll was released
yesterday. You're making all my dreams come true.
It found that 41% of likely Democrat voters said they would choose Harris over the other top two contenders, California Governor Gavin Newsom or Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, despite her recent loss in the election. About 16% of the likely Democrat voters were still unsure who to choose.
You're not Tim Walz?
He got 6%.
Not the guy who can't seem to get any of his facts right? No? Tim Walz is not in?
6%. Well, 6%.
You know what I think about that?
Boo!
Wait for it. He was exhausted. I think he was about 2.5 minutes into this point. He's like, too much.
Boo!
But he came back strong. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you know, that finally beats. This is the first, I can say this, I think, with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That sound clip finally beats David Suhor singing the pagan invocation at the commission?
Yeah, it does.
ECUA, City Council, I forget. He went to all of them in various forms. I just can't remember which one he sang at, but El Guardians of the Watchtower. I don't have it handy, but that's basically what it sounded. It's amazing. All right, so as if we haven't done enough frivolous stuff already. Coming up next, our frivolous topic. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Cat Country on getting their actual recognition last night. Their 3 seconds of screen time on the CMAs, which is, they ought to give more, but, you know, whatever. I guess people aren't tuning in to see the radio people get their awards, but I was glad to see Dave and Mary Hoxson get the award on behalf of Cat Country. That's just great for us.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. It's a dangerous world, but today's Senate hearing on threats to the homeland postponed at the last minute, with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Homeland Secretary Mayorkas refusing to testify. This comes amid President Biden's 11th-hour move to okay Ukraine's use of U.S. long-range missiles, ATACMs, into Russia, which Russia calls U.S. escalation. Missouri Republican Eric Schmidt accuses President Biden of forcing his policy on incoming President Trump, who wants to bring peace.
What it will do is try to Trump-proof their foreign policy, but I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think it's going to affect it measurably. I think Trump comes in, gets peace, but this is dangerous.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance continues his role as Senate Sherpa for controversial Trump cabinet nominees. Today, veteran, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth meeting senators. And a Harvard-Harris poll finds Donald Trump's approval rating has hit 54% as president-elect. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. A beautiful, if not a little bit chilly, sunny morning here in Pensacola. A mistrial declared in the Sheila Agee principal to first-degree premeditated murder trial yesterday. The judge said a juror had felt like their physical safety was threatened by comments from another juror. Attorneys from the state attorney's office and defense say that that juror had also caused issues by not focusing on the trial and doing crossword puzzles during both testimony and deliberations. The juror at the center of all of that controversy is Sally Sue Smith, and she talked to Channel 3.
Well, I didn't know that was a bad thing. I did not do it. I do that when I concentrate. I have something and I'm listening. You couldn't see the bench or the witness stand very well because it was dark. But I could hear it. I was listening, and that's just the way I do. I just do that.
And Smith says that the puzzles help her to focus and to take in all of those details. Sheila Agee's murder trial ended up being put back onto the court docket. She'll be retried. She's due back in court now on February 5th. Officials at the Pensacola Airport continue design work on their new terminal. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says you might see shovels in the ground as soon as next July.
The project's kind of split up into two, and we're going to focus first on the security checkpoint. And then in the baggage handling system, a lot of work needs to be done on that part of the current terminal. We have to build a second floor, build access to the new concourse, which is, as you come into the airport, it's going to be on the right side there.
That project recently got a funding boost when it qualified for $4 million in federal funding from the FAA's Airport Terminal Program. Coughlin says that'll help, and it'll make it easier to qualify for more federal funding when the grant comes back around next year. FPL customers are going to see higher bills next year. Company officials say they'll be increasing rates to cover the utilities' hurricane restoration costs. FPL asked the Florida Public Service Commission to approve a temporary surcharge on customer bills for 2025. Local FPL residential customers will see a typical increase of just over $8 a month for 2025. The results of a House Ethics Committee investigation into former Congressman Matt Gaetz will not be released. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Susan Wild, the panel's ranking Democrat, says yesterday's vote on whether to disclose the findings was split along party lines.
There was no consensus on this issue. We did agree that we would reconvene as a committee on December 5th.
Gaetz has faced accusations of sexual misconduct. Some lawmakers called for the report to be released, but House Speaker Mike Johnson said it should be kept under wraps since Gaetz has now resigned from Congress. Well, Senator Rick Scott says he wants more information on the allegations that FEMA discriminated against Trump supporters following a recent hurricane. Senator Scott said yesterday he and 18 colleagues have now sent a letter to FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. They want answers as to why a FEMA employee advised disaster assistance teams in Lake Placid to avoid homes that had yard signs supporting Donald Trump. The employee says the order came from FEMA supervisors. Scott said that raises grave concerns over potential widespread politicization of disaster relief. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right. This traffic report brought to you by Staples Stores. An accident has just occurred on Palafox and 9 Mile Road. This just in on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. They say that they witnessed a stalled vehicle in the southbound lane that has now caused, I think, a fender bender there.
Also, debris in the roadway just now reported on I-10 eastbound around mile marker 18. This is going to be over the Escambia Bay before you head into Pensacola there. So I-10 eastbound, it looks like from what people are saying, this is a piece of plywood in the middle of the road eastbound on I-10 going over the Escambia Bay. If you see anything else out there, let us know, 437-1620. Highway 29 railroad closings this week, Archer Road, El Camino Drive, supposed to open this morning. Eden Lane is already back open. Closing this morning, though, we're looking at Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand are scheduled to close. Next week, we're looking forward to Beck's Lake being closed. So stay tuned right here for all the latest closings and traffic situations. Let us know if you see anything, 437-1620. And Staples Stores, well, they've got some hot deals and some super low prices for you throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at your local Staples store. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives. Back to you, David.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are waking up to a chilly start today. Temperatures in the 40s, warming up into the low 60s for highs. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Staying chilly as we head into your Friday. Temperatures starting off in the 40s, 60s for highs again. Overnight on Friday, dropping back into the 40s. Keeping the nice sunny weather around on Saturday with temperatures topping out around 63 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 50 degrees now and sunny in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets at the opening bell this morning. It looks like the Dow Jones is up about 5.5 points at 43,414. The S&P 500 is down just under 3 points at 59,13. The NASDAQ down 38 points at 18,927. 10-year bond rate down just a bit, 4.382%. Gold prices are going to be up $19.10 today, $26.70. Silver prices are up 12 cents at $31.12 this morning. And jumping into the crypto market, boy, Bitcoin really on a tear lately. It's up 25, 36, 23 this morning. Current price at 96,000, 914, 35. Looking at the rest of the crypto market, Ethereum is up, Solana's up, Dogecoin up a penny today, 39 cents. XRP is up. The whole crypto market is trending in that direction. A Florida man has been arrested for allegedly plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange.
Court documents show Harun Abdul Malik Yanar of Coral Springs wanted to reset the U.S. government. He was arrested by the FBI Wednesday and charged with attempting to use an explosive device to damage or destroy a building used in interstate commerce. FBI officials say Yanar got on their radar in February after agents received a tip he was storing bomb-making schematics inside a storage unit. A complaint says he planned to carry out the bombing sometime this week. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
Thank you very much, Scott. The Justice Department says they want a federal court to force Google to sell its popular Chrome web browser as part of an antitrust lawsuit. That request comes after a court ruled back in August the company holds a monopoly in the online search market. Department lawyers say spinning off Chrome, which is used on billions of devices around the world, would prevent an illegal monopoly from happening again. And it is 8:39. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, here we go. I've been telling the gathering crowd. Pretty soon we're going to have like 10 people in here for the frivolous topic, yeah. Which I like it. We've got new salesperson Heidi here. Heidi.
Hello,
she's
hello.
Here yesterday
morning.
And again hello. Today. Mostly because the cat people are all out of town. And so
all
you
in Nashville.
Came in. Yeah, you'll sit in with them next week. And then Meg Peltier, of course, the host of Pep Talk now. So
good
Meg,
morning,
good
morning.
You. And Jake. And so whoever he is. Last chance, though.
Used to do that.
For now. No, Jake is the best. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, Meg, if you know, flu season's coming up. So if you get sick
Jake
and
is
even
available.
Come in and pep it up for you, I can do that.
Ooh, you do just made a big mistake telling me that little secret.
They didn't even tell her I used to do the show.
So here's the question of the day. When do you apply deodorant?
No.
437-1620. 437-1620. When I said it, or if you're an antiperspirant, listen, I'm not intending to have that fight. If you love antiperspirant because you love to put glue on your skin, and, you know, that's fine. That's fine. You can do whatever you want. I'm not here to argue that argument. I just want to know when. What day part?
Oh.
When do you put your deodorant on? Because there are a surprising variety of answers to this question, and if you've never much thought about it, you may be shocked to find out what other people say. So, all right.
I'm sure.
Jake.
Okay.
Morning, noon, or night?
All three. I
multiple?
Carry it, I carry it with me.
Reapply?
And I reapply all day long if needed, because okay. I don't wear antiperspirant. I wear deodorant.
What's your, if you just did it one time in the day, what's your one time in the day?
It would have to be first thing in the morning before I put the shirt on.
Very normal answer. Okay. Meg?
As soon as I get out of the shower, first thing in the morning.
Okay, so you're a shower and then deodorant first thing in the morning.
Whole routine, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Heidi?
And when I remember, shower, dry, deodorant.
So
not,
morning?
Before I put my clothes on.
Morning?
Yes, morning.
Okay, all right. I am a morning. I'm a shower anytime. I just, I don't. Because I don't shower in the morning because I got to get up so early and my wife's asleep and all that stuff. But here's the thing, 437-1620, before you, like, this seems like an obvious thing. Doesn't everybody do it in the morning? Do you know when you're supposed to put deodorant on?
I think I've heard this. Yeah, I think I've heard
about
this.
At night when you, before you go
the
to sleep,
experts
right?
Experts say, and you know what I meant to grab, I was going to look at my stick this morning and see if it says this, because apparently even sometimes it will instruct you.
Really?
At night.
Wow.
Really?
At night is the advice from Dove and other products. Because here's what they say. I'll just read you the piece they say. There's a lot of debate about whether applying deodorant or antiperspirant before bed is a good idea. After all, you're only sleeping, so why would you need protection against sweat or odor? Well, this is where things get interesting. Before bed is actually one of the best times to put on deodorant or antiperspirant because your body temperature drops. Your sweat glands are less active at night. Well, you just aren't sleeping real good. Which gives the formula a chance to really get to work. If you want to feel protected against odor but still give your underarm skin a chance to breathe, you might want to get some other stuff. Yeah. So, and they talk about reapplying it also. So, but they say at night, I don't know anybody who puts deodorant on to get into bed. Like, that seems super weird.
So,
to
is
me.
That with a shirt? Are you going to bed in a shirt? Because if I've got deodorant all in my pits and I lay down with no shirt in the bed, all I'm going to think about is the deodorant being spread all over my sheets.
Bed. That's right. And the smell. Ew.
It's potent.
Yes. Ew,
of course,
no.
If you don't have the deodorant, maybe the smell is also potent.
Well, true. I guess it's one of the other varieties
of potency.
The natural musk.
That, by the way, is a whole other subject, which is the do you wear clothes or nightshirt or anything or nothing or some little bit, whatever.
I really don't want to know. I really don't.
There's a lot of subjects.
There's a lot of people that don't want to know.
A lot of subjects we kind of skirt around gently, you know?
No, that one needs to be a wide berth.
A little bit. Let's get, before we get to the text here, 437-1620, the question of the day, what day part, or just when, do you put on deodorant or antiperspirant, and are you a reapplier? Even if you haven't taken a shower, are you a reapplier?
And we should clarify, right? Because you said day part, not body part.
Yeah, well, we're going to make some assumptions about body
okay,
part.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah. Jake has got traffic on the fives.
It's not just for the underarms, by the way, people. This traffic report.
I feel like you cannot just drop that out there. Well, go on. Just tell the traffic.
There's other crevasses.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm a fresh man.
Right. Between your fingers is what you meant. Go
exactly.
On.
Yes,
oh,
yes. Elbows, knees. All right. An accident has just happened on Palafox and 9 Mile Road. A stalled vehicle there, I think, was involved in a fender bender. That just in from our traffic tip line. Also, debris on the roadway on I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker 18. This is going to be over the Escambia Bay. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but if you are traveling and you see the mile markers, it's going to be around 18. Archer Road, El Camino Drive, Eden Lane should all be open this morning, but we are looking for Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand to close today over there on Highway 29 in Cantonment, and then next week, Beck's Lake. All right, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Traffic with Jake Walker. I'm just thinking about this deodorant.
Good news about Kimstrand is they're going to fix the problems that they made the first time, so that's actually good news. And I've told them about 10 Mile and Kingsfield, so we'll see if those get a little bit of improvement as well. All right, I do not want to dwell anymore on your comment, Jake. Let's move to the text. No, somebody texted and says, have you burned through yet another producer?
My last day.
Trying.
It's my last day
no,
today.
No, no. John's out of town, and Jake is just filling for a couple of days. And Jake would take the gig if it were a midday show.
Yes.
What was the expression you used earlier?
I said if this gig were in the middle of the day, I would knife anybody who tried to take this gig from me. I really would. If I could do, if I could do pep talk and then do your show, Andrew,
yeah,
oh,
like
I'd be here all day.
If we could do like 11 to 3 or something.
Well,
no,
I'd
that's
be in
never,
for that too. Well,
yeah, but that's sure. not going to happen, so it's all just speculation.
I'll be the co-host.
Although I love
and
the
DJ.
Sentiment. It's very kind. 437-1620, when do you put on deodorant, or if it's antiperspirant, I don't care about the distinction. Somebody says, after my shower, I put my makeup on, me too, my clothes on for the day, and then I apply deodorant. Wait, you put clothes on, then deodorant?
Could be tricky.
No, I'm not going to ask too many questions. Let's see. When or where? Somebody says, right before bed, read it. Like that. Only right before I walk into the gym. Oh, that's interesting. So looking out for everybody else a little bit. Let's see. You do it after your morning shower and also after you put on your shirt. What? Okay. Then you do your armpit check at lunch. Molly Shannon work.
Yep.
And you come back for a refresher if you... By the way, they say you shouldn't... Like, reapply is okay, but it's better if it's clean. Otherwise, you're just applying deodorant on top of sweat and
over
smell
the stench,
and deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just, you know, you're layering it in. You're like making a graffiti bridge out of your underarm.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
437-1620. How many layers you got there? I don't know. Give me the chisel. Let's see. Somebody says, at night, only to shower it off in the morning. What? they could be, and call me crazy, but they could be recommending the old night shower here, which a lot of people do. So it says, mm-hmm. Jake is right. There are other places in addition to armpits. Oh, well, I'm not. Hey. No details. But there are.
Thank you.
I like your expression. There are many crevasses.
There are many crevasses.
All right. Some genders have more than others. I'll leave it at that.
Because
that's what I was...
cringeworthy.
No, that's what they texted. That's what they texted.
Okay.
Guys can get
this
sweat.
This is going to move back onto the rails. They make deodorant for other areas. Pretty good idea. Deodorant after you put on your shirt. Otherwise, you get white streak marks on your clothes. You're just not using the right kind. I think we're going to leave the topic now. I think we've done all we need to do.
Oh, there's more. There's more.
I think I've worked up a sweat.
Boo!
850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, I faked it.
What?
Yeah.
You faked it? Why would you do that?
Well, you know, if it's enough already and I just want to get some sleep.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Congratulations to our sister station, Cat Country, on getting awarded their CMA Station of the Year last night. Look, it's you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
that's all I got.
I thought you were going to play the actual clip of them getting there. That's what I thought you had done.
Congratulations to all of this year's CMA Broadcast Award winners. Just ahead, the CMA Awards pay musical tribute to Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, George Strait.
Yeah, and that's about it. They got a photo of all the winners, and, you know, but no, look. I know this. It's not for that.
Right.
It's for the artists who perform and do the whatever and, you know, tell the jokes. And, you know, I watched about 3 minutes of the opening because that's what I do. And
we have so many stars performing here tonight, like Kelsey Ballerini.
And this is the year. Come on, give it up for Kelsey. Yeah.
This is year we discovered that cowboys cry too.
But enough about Jerry Jones.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
That's coming on you Peyton. Tonight.
Yeah. Brutal from Peyton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a good one. Ooh. All right. Let's see. Oh, I got a couple of quick updates. Jake, I'm going to steal your content here.
Please do.
So let's see. Archer, El Camino, and Eden are open. Cotton Lake is closed. And that's it. That's the big update. So just to let you know. And also, I have been told that not only are they refurbishing Old Chemstrand starting at the, well, imminently, but also they're going to go look at 10 Mile and Kingsfield to see if the work was done properly, which is good. That's good. Okay. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing, Palafox and 9 Mile Road. We do have, at that intersection, we do have a stalled vehicle and possibly a fender bender there, but no injuries. Crews are on the scene clearing that up right now. And there is a piece of plywood or maybe a 2x4 looks like in the roadway, a debris in the roadway on I-10 eastbound going over the Escambia Bay Bridge. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. I-10 and I-110 are in good shape, and if you're on Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're flowing smoothly this morning. If you see anything out there, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. But when it's time to call a plumber, you better call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker. It's been so much fun these past 3 days, man.
Great to have you. Awesome. Yeah, love having you on the show. All right. Where are we? If you happen to see the new Jaguar ad, or as they say in England, Jaguar.
Jaguar.
With their bonnet leapers. You know, that's what they call the Jaguar. Have you seen the new ad for the Jaguar?
No.
I can't play it for you, not because it'd be an FCC violation, but because it's boring. It's just music. But it is a series of what I can only describe as fully androgynous, multicolored outfits, gender bending, no relation to cars whatsoever. Like, you remember Benetton back in the day? You know, the United Colors of Benetton, and Benetton came with the unisex clothing, and it was all weird colors and branding. And I think if Benetton had quit making clothes and instead took over making luxury vehicles, this would be the ad that they would come up with. And I think the best response to, I mean, all kinds of responses, like, you know, but this is a car ad, though, right? Because they don't mention the cars at all. Copy nothing. They have phrases like create exuberant, live vivid. And I really, the colors are like orange, pink, and yellow. It's like something out of a, you know what it reminds me of? The old Time Machine movie with the Eloy and the Morlocks, and the Eloy are all wearing their, like, pastel oranges and yellows kind of tunics up on top
medieval
of the
medieval Teletubbies.
Yeah, that's right. So super weird. Somebody said, this just made me want to sell my Jaguar, and I don't even own a Jaguar. Elon Musk had the best response. Do you sell cars? Just, and so the way this is being described by folks, and I think not inappropriately, is as Bud Light 2.0. Because it just doesn't, I don't know what they were going for, but they missed it. Whatever they were trying to do, they absolutely missed it. Meanwhile, and I will say this, yesterday I was listening to Guy Benson talk about the possible circumvention of the Senate's confirmation process with people like Matt Gaetz or Mehmet Oz or RFK Jr. or Pete Hegseth or Pickett. You know, would Trump go through, you know, would he go for like a recess appointment? Would he go for a temporary appointment? These are all being bandied about. I mean, even Rick Scott, when we had him on the show yesterday, mentioned that as a possibility. And I am with Guy Benson 100% on this. No, don't. That is a constitutional prerogative. You don't get to skip it because it doesn't give you the results you want. Because, you know, when you break these rules, that comes back to bite you when somebody else is in power. The rules are there for a reason. If we believe in the Constitution, if we believe in checks and balances, if we believe in a system that is designed to frustrate and thwart dramatic wild pitches one way or the other, you want to believe in this process and you want to honor it. And I hope they do.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.